sadly for the farmers, though, another day of misery with no rain. They've got cattle to feed, and it is not a good situation. So many people are doing fundraising. We speak to Josh Ball regularly. He's heading out again to Gunnedah at the weekend with another, you know, a few truckloads full of bales of hay. There's fundraising going on at the pubs with Palmer for a Farmer. And I know I've been mentioning Reggie Pearce, the governor, and his fundraising efforts along with those from Rotary. We know Rotary always answer the call when someone needs a hand. Good morning, Reg. Thanks for joining us.
You're most welcome, Mark. Thank you.
Terrific. Now, Reg, you've been fundraising for quite a few weeks now, and you've got some good news about your program grant through Rotary.
Yes, I have. I registered a project with Rotary where we get a dollar for dollar on a dollar for dollar basis up to a ceiling of $15,000. Well, last night I received a donation of $5,000, so we've reached our ceiling. Now, that means that, in fact, we now have $30,000, and I'm looking forward to a flow-on effect from the Channel 9 Rotary Telethon.
Excellent stuff, yeah.
Mm.
Good stuff, Rich. Now, in particular, where's that money going to go?
What we're doing is we're putting in place a mechanism so that when we do get the money, it will be directed to the Rotary clubs in the affected areas.
Excellent.
Because obviously the people, the Rotarians on the ground there themselves are farmers, and they know who's suffering and who needs what. Now, they will allocate the funds to the Rotary clubs, and the Rotary clubs will then get back to me with a detailed account of who gets what and why.
Excellent stuff. Reg, I know we shouldn't be surprised, but I know you have been. You've got calls and donations from all over the place.
Even Western Australia last night. Can you believe that?
That's fantastic. Excellent. It really does touch people because, look, in the end, we're Aussies. We want to help someone that needs
That's
a hand.
Right.
We want to bend down. We want to pick them up. We want to help them get them back on their feet.
That's exactly right, Mark. We're all Australians.
Yep, and this strikes to the heart of the matter, Reg. Like, if you don't have food, all of us are done for.
Well, that's right. That's right. And see, it's not just the cattle and the sheep farmers who are suffering. People don't think that the croppers, for instance, now... Even if it started raining, meaningful rain tomorrow, they won't get a payday for 12 months.
Yeah.
And then you have people like the trout farmers. They're affected as well because there's no water.
Yeah, amazing. Reg, if people would like to help, they're listening to this now, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, they can ring me on 041-747-2723, or if they wish to donate, just go to rawcs.org.au, click on Project Search, and then scroll down to Drought Relief New South Wales.
Good on
click
you,
on
Reg.
That, and there's a donation button.
Good on you, Reg. All the very best, mate, and we're just so pleased and so thankful that we have such a generous community here on the Mid-North Coast. Good on you, Reggie.
Thank you, Mark. See you.